Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for Goddess Essence with Marcella. Marcella teaches women to connect to their creative muse and honor their magic through the sacred feminine arts. Get ready to honor feminine expression and increase the love vibe. Let's welcome Marcella back to News for the Soul.
Hi, welcome to the Goddess Essence Radio Show, where we dive into the beautiful divine essence of the sacred feminine within. I'm Marcella Verone, your host of Goddess Essence. My work has been about really deepening women into embracing their love, their magic, and their intuitive gifts, while really healing the divine feminine within, embarking on a path that enlightens and embraces the power of our divine purpose. So today on Goddess Essence Radio Show, we are diving into the power of awakening goddess, as we're being called in many ways to really deepen and call her forth through us, as us. As I shared, the goddess essence is about embracing the depth of the divine within. Awakening goddess has showed up the last few months with many forms of working with women, and what has come up really strongly in this year of awakening is awakening goddess on a bigger pulse, on a bigger perspective, in a way that really brings out the beauty and deep value. So when we're speaking into divine essence, we're speaking the depth of your being in sourcing, resourcing deep love, the deep source of love to run through you, your words, your actions, how you show up in your presence, your purpose, and persistence is the energy that I was feeling in calling in awakening goddess. So what that means, persistence. Persistence in a space of prepossessing, and prepossessing means having and knowing and calling forth that essence, that which is intrinsic in you, that leads and radiates, illuminates you through the power of the goddess, right? The goddess within, your goddess essence. What has emerged through this awakening goddess is realizing that as we continue to bring that in, we activate aspects of us that may have been in ways maybe latent energy, latent gift, latent ability to really deeply love, deeply value. There's a space that happens in also shedding old paradigms, old perspectives, old internalized consciousness that actually suppresses the divine feminine. And within that, also imbalances the connection between the divine feminine and divine masculine. And within that allows then a deeper relationship, intimate relationship with the divine feminine, divine masculine within. as I shared before and will share again, that we all have that expression in us in ways that are unique to us. So Divine Feminine Masculine shows up uniquely within you. And if we speak even in deeper on a cellular DNA level, DNA within has the two DNA strands, right? And one coming from the Divine Masculine, one coming in from Divine Feminine. And the more that we bring in this relationship of embracing that divine relationship within, the more we do the healing and empowering work that allows for a deeper awakening of the divine within us. And the expression through our body temple, our essence, our presence in the physical, this metaphysical into the physical, allows for the sacredness to be presented, to be present, to be express, so that the divine in physical form becomes sacred. So that is the essence of the sacred essence. As we speak into divine essence, this divine essence is the energy, the source through our body, our physical, our awareness that is multi-dynamic through the physical. The metaphysical becomes then sacred. And it's in our perspective and how we interact, how we engage, how we communicate, how we have our relationship in our perspective, our perception, is where we deem it through reverence sacred. As intrinsically it is sacred, but it's in our purpose, right? The shifting of our purpose to engage and reclaim the sacred within. So the call in releasing old thought forms and ways of being that do not allow the divine, your divine essence, the divine frequency to be expressed in a sacred way, is the call through Awakening Goddess. And in my work, in many different forms, holding space, you know, for my own journey and for those women and also the men and, you know, all that has shown up in between, in the sense of holding the divine, how the divine expresses in you, has been this latent energy of understanding the divine magic, right? Divine magic that moves through us in perspective, is higher awareness of the frequency of love, allowing then the pulse of love to move through us, how we engage, how we regard, deep respect in the way that we commune again is verbal, nonverbal. It's how we show up. It's our presence. This magnetic presence then gets amplified, gets cultivated. And when we are kind of in a space that does not allow for that expression, it gets muted, right? That our divine essence, our sacredness, can become muted. So the words that we choose, the intentions, the sort, how we source words, as you know and you may experience, is when our intention, what is being said, how we're engaging what we're saying or speaking, depending on how you're connected to what you're saying, is what you're invoking. So meaningless words, when we reactivate it with love and presence and intention, become meaningful. Our words, our intentions, our thoughts, our words that are in the non-physical, in the physical. So it's in this the realm of the metaphysical. Our thoughts are so important to understand that even our thoughts, you know, hold energy, have energy. So allowing ourselves to connect in ways of like, what are our thought forms? What are we thinking? How do we think of ourselves? How do we align to our divine intention? And what do our thoughts mean for transformation? Because as, you know, we dive into this embracing our divine essence and awakening the goddess within and awakening goddess in our lives, we're calling in the deeper connection to reverence, in deep presence, of honoring, respecting our physical, our bodies, ourselves, our connections, our communities, our humanity. And it's about deepening into love, deepening into our presence of how we regard ourselves, respect ourselves, how we move through our lives in alignment to purpose. And purpose is 24/7. Purpose is what you're here for. It's your embodiment. And it's about relationship. So calling in awakening the goddess is in relationship to all. It's a relationship within yourself, relationship to your family, relationships to your intentions, relationships to your words, relationships to your intentions, relationships to your purpose, relationship to your space, relationship to your home, relationship to your, you know, how you move through the world through like the vehicles, your cars. So now we're in this space of relationship and going deeper into the relationship to Mother Earth. Father Sky, I'm going to say, speaking to that as presence, as that which creates sacred container. Relationship to other beings, other animals with high regard and respect. And when we're holding that, how that becomes then the awakening, a deepening and awakening, how we engage, how we call in the higher purpose, the higher resonance. And as transformational agents, as we call in that sacred, our purpose is transformational, transforming from one paradigm or consciousness that, you know, the consciousness that has been, you know, part of a framework that suppresses or makes the disconnect, the divisory energy, where we're in division, us against them, or cultivates hate or in any way that does not allow for that, the essence, the source of love to come in. We're here to really restructure, bring up new frameworks. And in the power, the purpose, awakening, guys, we are allowing the structure and the frameworks, right? It's like a matrix to grow. While as the energy we put towards that, the other can transform, transmute, shed, come down, because as we see, there's a lot of structures. You know, this is Awakening Year 2020. The first call for me to speak into Goddess Awakening was this past Friday, in my Sacred Fire Circle, Awakening Goddess Sacred Fire Circle, Sacred Friday Fire Circle, speaking into Awakening Goddess on the 20th, 11/20. Today is 11/23, so 11. Within 11, there's a true balance and justice. It's a threshold energy. It's allowing us to go through a portal that will up-level us, right, in a way of being in our best self. There's an up-leveling happening in that spiral. So 11/20 had to do with, again, 20, awakening. What is awakening through you that will serve you in your divine essence and the whole in the larger divine purpose? The new frameworks that have been building and continue to build, and you as a co-creator, us as a co-creator, how are we showing up in presence, allowing the old paradigms and the shifting in our presence and how we show up that do not align anymore, that do not align in, and I'm hearing the words diffusive. So there is an energetic diffusion. And in that diffusion, whatever the emotional pieces that show up in understanding that this is transformational, it's understanding to embracing. I'm speaking in today, really highlighting, embrace the whole. So as all structures are coming down, you know, and you may experience bracing yourself, right? This is a magnetic pull to brace yourself and then allowing yourself to deeply breathe into your body, into your purpose, to realign, to remember what is your purpose. What do you deeply value? There's values and then deeply value, which is intrinsic. It's sourcing from eternal, our divine essence, divine flow is what I'm seeing, clairvoyantly, divine flow, allowing ourselves to come back into divine flow and remembering, bringing back the framework, remembering the member, right? Our member in connection again to true purpose. Allowing our divine source, the divine flow to lead. So then we get to be in the flow of that which is awakening, emerging into higher purpose, higher ground, I'm hearing. So there's a deeper, higher resonance, and then allowing the embrace of the whole so that that which transforms, that's what gets transmuted, what's shed, what's the old, gets supported on the transformational. So then when you're feeling like you're bracing yourself, allowing yourself to really brace, deepen into your body, strengthen into your purpose again, as I shared, and then bracing it. So that you can listen, deeply listen to the call, as an awakening is a deeper call, a bigger, higher purpose call. And awakening, Goddess, as a call to strengthen and deepen, and I'm hearing no hold bars of the divine feminine, and within the divine feminine, this recultivating as it may have been, as I had shared before, undercultivated. Recultivating, or the reclamation that is so powerful and pulsing us to really reclaim the divine feminine within us, and how that also allows for the rebalancing, as 11 again is the justice energy of rebalance. So bringing back to deep justice, sacred justice, a rebalancing of the whole as being called. So there is a call for the rise of the divine masculine to be met and to meet the divine feminine. As we do that within us, the intention, the invocation, allowing and the awakening of Goddess within you, you become, again, part of the atmosphere, the words activating, the advocacy moves through you that renders your higher purpose. So I'll speak again, it's a larger container, a larger purpose that we align to. I've spoken before, then you are calling forth this realignment and aligning to your divine self, your higher self. And in this call and embracing in a way of that reclamation, invoking it within you in the manner that it's meant to shape through you, move you in a momentum down into your divine essence, your divine flow. You become now in alignment to a larger purpose, yet it's an alliance. The strength of an alliance with yourself, your divine essence, your divine flow, and your divine higher purpose. The alliance then begets strong, resilient. And that is where I'm speaking into persistence. Persistence happens because we're in that pulse, the deeper pulse, and allowing yourself to continue to pivot. Pivot as the pulse continues to move through you, right? And the persistence becomes resilience. In the resilience, we get to really listen. We move in our world in a way that we're poised. And that poise is because we're in our connection to our inner guidance, our inner authority, our inner light, our inner way that we guide. We are in guide in alliance with our divine self, our North Stars. Love, then lead. Awakening Goddess is about experiencing the richness the foundational essence through you, through your whole body, down into your cellular makeup. And listening, what, when you are in that space, when you're calling in, where are you being guided? How to interact on an everyday relationship to bring in, to keep you in that nourishment. That deepens into your presence, your awareness, your body, your vessel. And then you're sourcing from higher truth. You, in that higher truth, you get to really clear out, and it looks like old webs, right? Clear out languaging and words and beliefs that do not hold that resonance, that higher resonance. You get to feel the pulse of what's truly yours in alignment to your purpose, purpose of presence, purpose of your divine essence. You get to feel into what is true to you in that connection, in that alignment. And other beliefs or thought forms or energies or ways that people may be operating becomes clear what is yours and what is not yours. So this up-leveling becomes in the way that you're operating, again, from a deeper pulse, a deeper resonance, deeper perspective. So, moment to breathing into deeper resonance. What is deeper resonance? And it's that, the energy, the vibration, the frequency in alignment to your eternal self, your divine essence, resonance, the beat, the pulse, the rhythm that is true to you. That becomes the sound, the music, the energy that leads you, that you act through intuitive instinct from your beingness. Is your pulsing, your divine essence. This is about embracing and awakening, goddesses, erasing that, which is an illusion in many ways because it's not in alignment to your truth. Deep value, when we speak into your values, is more like a, they're constructs. And deep value is a pulse, the resonance, the vibrational frequency. Awakening Goddess aligns you, realigns you to your intrinsic value. Your divine essence. That deeper value, divine essence, becomes the pulse of grace that moves through you. Through your words, there's a maturity that happens in awakening Goddess. I'll speak into maturity because this maturation, it looks like what I'm speaking into is about our eternal wisdom. So the eternal wisdom then becomes what is present. In how you speak, how you show up, what you engage in, how you engage in, is then a pulse of power that is sovereign, that emanates from you. Allowing this time, this awakening Goddess energy, allowing this time as we're going towards winter, we're in the fall in Northern Hemisphere. We're in this transitional time in the Southern Hemisphere going from winter into spring, there's a liminal time of allowing us to listen to the magic, right? Allowing the divine flow to call us through, in and out. Where is your divine flow? Letting yourself call it in, right? As co-creators, we are shedding the disempowering energy, I'm going to say, that which you're sourcing from is your purpose to reclaim. So letting yourself pivot, as I've shared previously, the pivoting until you feel that source come through you fully. And our life also allows us to like ebb and flow and shift and change. And sometimes we come out, we're like in a drought time of where our resourcing is, but then it's listening to the earth, listening to our pulse, our natural way of being that calls us back to where the source is, where your source is meant to flow. So that is a reclamation, and it's the call to deepening to your purpose in a way of higher presence in the goddess energy. Speaking into the energy of the goddess, as for those that hold it within our presence, it's calling back forth in our presence and in our life, whether it's to hold space for that energy or it's to flow it through our body in whatever form, allowing that space of the divine essence to flow in a way of sacred circle, in the way of reverence, in a way of pause, the pausing and attuning to your words, your intentions, how you engage, how you communicate, how you connect. Listening to the deeper rhythms, allowing yourself to ebb and flow in a natural way. What's your nature and what you need to reset, to recuperate, to restore, resource. I'm seeing the words enliven, so that you're enlivening yourself. And in enlivening, becomes from the divine frequency, right? Divine essence. So it becomes more magical, I'll say. So in my work with Goddess Essence and my work in Sacred Feminine Medicine, a part of the work that I do, it's reclaiming the medicine that's within the magic and allowing the mystery to really show us. And again, it's this realignment to a deeper pulse. And that pulse is sourced from love. Now we speak into the deepening of love and awakening of love, bringing love. And I'm speaking into as an energy source, energy force I'm hearing, in a way that it's not just a construct, which it is a construct when we're talking about frameworks, right? And there's also an energetic, knowing that when we're aligning to that, allowing it to move through us, how we show up, there's a sweet vulnerability and the strength of vulnerability that we're aligning to that resonance and can allow us to know that we're in correct flow, right? There's a being touched on a deeper level, on a soul level that you may experience through awakening, Goddess, and also a sense of deeply being held. Deepening into your way of self-loving, respecting, through honoring from your invocation, from your presence, from your intention. So I'll take a pause around awakening, Goddess. When you hear those words, What does those words bring up for you? What does it conjure up in you? Awakening Goddess. An awakening Goddess within you. Take a moment to really feel into. And my feeling in saying that, allowing it to also, in calling it forth, allowing yourself to receive insight, awareness, messages that will show you. And the messages, I'll say, is not always formed. It could be more like impressions or feelings or present in your body as a way of an aspect of you that may be constricted can open up, an aspect of you that may feel tight, like in your throat energy or your throat expression. A part of you may experience some tension, and in breathing into that tension allows for the energy to move, your energy to also move and receive. Because in awakening Goddess, we also become present or are called to become present more in where the constrictions have been or where the constrictions have may have been present in your life around you fully expressing your divine essence, your divine source, and that deepening in connection and attuning to your Goddess essence. So allowing this to be a dance, allowing this to naturally flow you, a naturally emerge, a naturally awaken in a way of flourishing. I'd say like the opening of the lotus, by allowing the natural nature take its course in how you naturally unfold. As the lotus is a symbol of deep wisdom, reconnecting to that growing, that opening to your wisdom, your eternal wisdom, your purpose, your divine source through your divine essence, right? And the lotus representative also of your vessel. Awakening Goddess. I did a talk, it was 4 years ago now, around, I was called to do a talk in this beautiful women's conference called Transcend. And this Transcend was embracing your feminine power. And the messages that were really coming through, and I remember meditating and allowing my higher and connecting to my divine self, the call to come through me so that what I sourced from, what I channeled was in alignment to the messages that wanted to run through me. And I kept getting rise, Goddess, rise, rise, Goddess, rise. So to start that speaking, that speaker, the call to speak, that's what I want to say. I was being called to really speak into the room, rise, Goddess, rise. How are you in your life, in presence of the Goddess within? How are we showing up in that majestic, magnetic embrace of the Divine Feminine? And I deeply loving and honoring your true essence. And where are we compromising? Right? And to noticing the compromise against, as I shared before, embrace the whole. Embrace your process, right? What emerges you to show you where the constrictions are, where we let ourselves not be in our full power, our full essence. Right, and the message is again, rise, Goddess, rise, and within that, really calling forth immanence. So the immanence is this embodied divine. We are embodied divine. So this awakening, part of awakening Goddess, this aspect is embracing and fully coming into our presence, our body, our body temple vessel of the awareness, the energy of immanence, that which is divine, and the call, that which we radiate, that's how we move through the world, is eminence. So speaking into immanence and eminence was the call of coming into your divine feminine power, specifically from the, it was called the feminine power, empowerment, so that we are moving, right, moving through the world in empowered flow, empowered purpose, not which is eminent. So when we speak into the grander terms, when we call in the grander divine words, the sacred words, the sacred invocations, and they are sacred symbols, we're calling in then our grander self. Right? So that goddess, rise, goddess, rise, is awakening goddess. When you call in the wholeness of you, the fullness of you, the fullness of your power, your sovereign, in full dominion to your purpose, allow it to unfold and see how you move through the world. Deep reverence. And knowing in you moving, there's a deep reclamation. That you emanate for others to also entrain to their center, their sovereignty, their deep nature, alignment, again, sourcing from deep love. Understanding that then you become and you are that transformational agent in alignment to the true resonance. And I speak into that like that entrainment, energetic training, frequency of the sacred, the divine, the reverence, the sacred attunement, divine attunement. So this reattuning, pivoting in a way that you allow yourself to divinely attune to your divine essence, your divine flow, your whole makeup, your whole system will reactivate with that frequency, with your frequency, your true divine expression. So this is, again, a call of the deep poise, the power of being poised through your divine presence. This awakening goddess is then the purpose that emanates from you. Watching and noticing the languaging, the frequency and the energy that you speak, how you show up. Are you tapped in or tapped out? In my work, I work a lot with also sacred embodiment, coming into your body, your vessel, which we are all capable of connecting to our divine temple, right? Divine purpose. And a lot of my work is really bringing in the lower energy, our lower presence, essence, fully into alignment with our divine centers, where it may feel like or experience kind of like a bypassing from it. It's like not fully in because the old paradigms, the internalized energy, if you may have experienced it on a physical level, that which takes you out of your power in whatever form, that energy is in place. In some places are like pockets and are in parts of our cellular makeup that, again, is not yours on an intrinsic level. When we speak into divine essence, that the more that we allow our fullness body to come really in, we become that transformational agent of releasing old internalized energy. This is other people's energy, other people's paradigms and consciousness, I'll say. It can look also, and I'll speak into abusive energy, right? So it's like abusive power of your own, you know, what's been, I'm seeing the words attack. So like, so however you're being energetically attacked, and this could be subtle, so it doesn't mean have to be extreme, but it can be a subtle. The more that you embody, the more that you're saying no to that, that you fill up your whole system, your whole body, your whole vehicle, then that energy cannot live in your makeup. Also, I'm going to speak into this. Awakening Goddess is allowing yourself to fully be in a way that sheds this old consciousness, old internalized negative energy too, like negative hooks and things to that nature, so that you then are housed fully in your body temple, right? So it allows for a lot of shedding, old, even a lot of everything is made up of some energy, right? And there's different types of energy dynamic, and you allow yourself to be more in your multi connection, so your self-possession, your divine instinctual, intuitive instinct. So you notice that, oh, okay, now I'm engaging fully into my, like I'll say, my lower power center. So you have the yang solar plexus and then the yin sacral and the deepening into that down into your root. So noticing that dance of coming back in, awakening Goddess through you in a way that is about deep love, deep sovereignty, deep appreciation, deep value. This holding through your body of physical as sacred, and then noticing the emotions in the pockets of energy that is being released, and some things may be something that you need to receive support on a vibrational level. So there's a lot of things that you can work vibrationally, and again, listen to your intuition, your call, what you're being asked to, how to engage. So like plant medicine or herbals or essential oils, flower essence, crystals, you know, vibration, nature, absolutely walking on nature and letting yourself move in connection to your energetic pulse, your divine source, and then deepening and connecting in reverence in relationship to Mother Earth, her resonance with love, right? Honor, respect, and notice how you show up. Notice what shifts in you. And continues to shift is my source. And we allow to then clear out energetic blocks, right? And again, this is transformation. Just like the moon cycle goes 28 cycles, it goes to a space of, you know, the new moon, the quarter moon, the full moon, in a way down into the balsamic and the dark moon of release back into the new. So it's a space that what we do is it's a continual connecting to and reattuning, realigning your essence, realigning, reattuning, because we're also in that process of resilience that happens also in your energetic sacred boundary, creating a space that we're in, allowing the strengthening of discernment. So realizing what is yours and what is not yours, creating in the sacred boundaries I speak into. This is my private work. I work also with sacred boundaries, where we're when we're speaking about creating your boundaries, this is strength of call of like, this is mine, this is me, this is what I call, and that is yours, right? So that which is not yours, you're creating a boundary, and also activating your own boundaries. And then when we allow it to, we bring it into sacred boundaries then becomes you're tapped in deeper into your essence, your deeper resonance, the divine essence. And the sacred boundaries is how you're moving through the world. So not only are you engaging in your majesty, you're also in a connecting to the higher purpose, the higher source, your higher source in this alignment, that you know that in you doing so also is the shift and the change in your energy fields for those to also be in alignment in the way that is best for them. So then you're calling in your centering within your sacred boundaries, that allowing that the call is the prayer for others to also realign. And then allowing the divine, their divine source, right, their divine empowerment to shift and change in the manner that is best for them, right? So that becomes a powerful intention and invocation. So it's not just me against them, which is part of the process, like saying I need to claim my space, Absolutely. And sacred boundaries. Claim your space and also know that your claiming and reclaiming is part of the evolutionary shift. I'm seeing the words resilience in a space of awakening to all of our divine source, divine connection. So it's not divisatory. You're not creating a division, in a sense, me against you, but me and my higher purpose, knowing the call is for that higher resonance, higher purpose. So in awakening, Goddess, it's about you moving to that space of your eternal wisdom, your divine source, divine essence. And I'll speak into, this is the call for me, and I know next year what's been, you know, in the works is divine immanence. This divine eminence, as I shared before, is really engaging. When you're connecting to that part of you, let her show you. Let her show you. Let the Goddess essence in you show you. Let it lead. Let it deepen. Let yourself deepen. I have a mentor. I love the way she talks about unwavering commitment. Right? This unwavering. The unwavering meaning like the deeper commitment, the deeper devotion to your commitment to your divine essence. It's three questions I have for you to be able to engage in knowing that you, when you're leaning in and saying yes, that this is a deeper commitment to you, that your source and your center, it's not you, again, against others, but you rising to the occasion. Rising. Rise, Goddess, rise. That you become part of the wave, the movement, the momentum, the majesty within, the connection to our divine purpose, divine pulse of love, deep love, co-creator, right? Centering. And you centering shifts the energy field. And I continue to shift in the manner that you continue to embrace and engage. Claiming, that is claiming your sovereignty. There's a reclamation, right? Reclamation of deep level. Sourcing, I'm seeing sourcing from the sacred, from your magic, from your intuition, from your grace, living in purpose, purposeful presence, divine presence. So the three questions, I want you to just allow yourself to be with these questions so that you can embrace it in a way that allows you to make decisions that help you pivot into deepening into your divine essence and awakening Goddess within. Notice now in your life anywhere that you may, is there anywhere in your life that you are undervaluing yourself? It could be nuanced, it could be obvious. And just notice and allow yourself to lean into it for information, right? Because it's the information, it's the dissonance to bring you to the higher resonance. So embracing it with love, that awareness, your awareness and noticing and allowing yourself to embrace it with love. Embrace the information, the awareness that comes through, and then come back into what are you reclaiming? In awakening, Goddess, move into the world, into your divine essence, divine purpose. I want to say deep value. Second, do you find yourself anywhere deferring? So do you defer? So again, this is a big transformational time right now for old paradigms to shift. And, you know, we do it step by step. We allow ourselves to take notice. Where do you defer? And you know, working again with women, there are parts that I have to help them realign in themselves and centering that they value themselves first and foremost. And in centering that, that will, again, emit out of you. It will move out of you. It's a ripple out of you. Right? That's the momentum. So first and foremost, you centering yourself. You making yourself first and foremost. And not against anyone. Again, this is sacred boundaries. But deferring yourself to a partner, that they are number one and you're second. And it's not about making them second. It's about recentering. It's rebalancing. This is higher resonance, higher purpose. It's realignment. And then the third one, notice, do you lose yourself in things? Like lose who you are in a relationship. Lose yourself who you are in how you engage in the world in whatever form. Notice, again, this could be nuanced or this could be obvious, and embrace it and let yourself come back into yourself. Practices that bring you deeper into relationship with yourself. Letting your higher, your divine, I call it intuitive instinct. So intuitive, you receive intuitive guidance, and the instinct is your being moves towards it because it's knowing, it's deep, it's sourcing from deep wisdom, your inner authority. So instinct is you move towards it. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to try to, weigh what's the pros and cons or anything. It's your body knows. Boom, your vessel is in alignment, right? Move towards it. Moves towards deep valuing, deeper resonance, resilience, and reverence. Know that as you do, you are part of the solution, the evolution, the revolution of aligning ourselves to divine purpose, higher truth, higher awareness. Deep love, respect, that which we know on an intrinsic soul level we desire, we want it. And if it's in default mode, if you're in default mode, that means other paradigms or other thought forms, other beliefs are running. Let yourself re-pivot back to yours, your true nature, your true divine essence. With that, I have this beautiful offering called Embracing Love. That's come up in the last, again, this year. It's all about coming back into love. I did a deep love lab in October during Venus time through Libra, during Libra time, and that will be coming back again as a free training. And through that emergence, through my prior work and other work, is really calling forth us embracing love, deepening relationship resonance. And deepening relationship resonance, again, how you relate to yourself, that's the pulse, the energy, and then how does that actually help re-energize, re-vibrate our relationship with others, our relationships to our life, our relationships, specifically our intimate relationships, how we amplify our relationship resonance means everything. Right. It's, again, the recentering. So I would love for you to join me. It starts on, again, the winter solstice time, 12, 21. Again, 12 and 21 are mirrors. So 12, 21 on in 2020. Okay. So it's on Mondays. It's a five-week program in this powerful five-week class. I'll be harnessing the planet. The potential of the planet, which is the earth, right? The potent energy of love. So calling that forth in a way that I will introduce ways in how the divine lovers show up through relationship archetypes and divine lovers, again, divine feminine and masculine within you. How to deepen and lean into your alchemical love journey. And really activate your potential for awakening deep love and amplifying relationship resonance. Again, this is a big call for me was calling forth in my work to bring it in sacred circle, to amplify it in a group setting, as I was working with it with in my prior work and now more groups, so that we become part of the transformation, right? The deepening into our relationship resonance, our deeper resonance of love. You can check out the class. Again, it's a 5-day class, online class, sacredfemininemedicine.com, embracing-love. Bring in a private session with me so that we can go deeper specifically in you and embracing love and deepening relationship resonance. So with that, thank you for having me. This has been an amazing journey thus far through this Goddess Essence radio show. A lot of blessings, lots of love. May you continue to tap in and feel the fullness of your divine essence. Till next month, bye for now.